Com.
Free Talk Live, we are launching into the third hour of the program, getting into some of the more philosophical aspects of the discussion about violence and as a tactic in opposition to the idea of the state. Ended up talking about the idea of maximalism, this concept that is frequently combined with the non-aggression principle or justified by the non-aggression principle in some people's minds. To take it to the max. If somebody violates your rights, then they've surrendered all of theirs, and so you can just take their life. Just begin the bloodletting as soon as they take your paperclip from you. So 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, you know, what is considered inciting violence? We've talked about the Tank Man and, you know, all kinds of different things tonight. And so I'm glad that...
It's been interesting.
Yeah, and by the way, in the studio, it's Ian.
And Tally.
And Allie.
Hey, Jason Tally, you've got a website, too, and it is the Spirit of Arcadia. And spiritofarcadia.org is the site.
Right, yeah.
What is it?
Needs to be updated, but basically it's a... platform for journalism of things that take place in the Atlantic Northeast. Our slogan is independence and peace in the Atlantic Northeast, and this region of the world is far more peaceful than a lot of places, and I'm happy to live here, and I want to keep that going.
You know, I was thinking about you the other day when I was in court in Hillsboro, New Hampshire for a speeding ticket. I don't expect I'm going to win the speeding ticket trial. I've got the video that I'm working on. I'll get the raw court video up at some point at freekeen.com. But for me, the real reason to be in the courthouse that day happened before the trial for me, when I was sitting there watching. Of course, they made everyone else in the courtroom go first, you know, with their arraignments and such. So I sat through, we literally sat for hours there as they did this. And one of the people, of course, it's, you know, marijuana possession, other drugs, alcohol, underage alcohol, I mean, literally, and a few driving. And that's literally all it was all morning. Not one violent person, not one person in there actually created a victim. So they're the ones, the court system is victimizing people. But there weren't too many felony charges. One of the felony charges was a hippie lady who, probably a lady in her 50s, I would guess, probably early to mid-50s. And she had really long hair, definitely had that kind of hippie vibe to her. She was being charged with growing marijuana. Mm. And, of course, I thought of you because you did some really great reporting on the Patricia Smith case, which was another lady in her 50s who was caught growing marijuana, that, you know, for medicinal purposes, but who cares if it's for recreational purposes, too. It's a plant. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, you know, I thought about you and the reporting that you did because I thought it was so great. You really covered this case better than anybody else, the Patricia Smith case. And I'm sure people that go and Google Patricia Smith and cannabis or marijuana will come up with some of that coverage.
Yeah, bring your Kleenex because that made me cry.
But it's not over, you know, like she's in prison, right now?
She's out, actually.
On appeal?
No, she's served her time, and she had to give the federal government a lot of money so that she could keep her house. It's a really sad story, but it's, like you said, it's not unique, unfortunately.
Right, it keeps going.
There's so many victims of state aggression.
So I was glad that I was there that day, because normally we don't go to this court. This is not the Keene court. This is Hillsborough. It's a different county or whatever, or different district, as they call it. And so I was really glad to be there because, you know, as soon as I heard that she was being charged with this, I pulled out a jury nullification flyer from my bag, because I always got that with me, and I went out of the courtroom when she left the courtroom with her husband and told her about jury nullification. She had not heard about it, and she was very, very interested. And I told her about the case earlier this year, the Doug Darrell case, where a Rastafarian gentleman had also been busted for growing plants in New Hampshire, and the jury had been told about jury nullification, the idea of a jury being able to judge the facts in the case, or to judge the law itself, not just the facts in the case, but you know, to make a moral judgment. This is a bad law. Vote not guilty. And so I explained to her what jury nullification was. I gave her more information about it. I told her that this had worked earlier this year. I said, well, you know, there's no guarantee a jury's going to do the same thing with you.
But especially when it comes to a cannabis issue, it seems like juries are more forgiving, I guess is the word to use, towards people who are convicted of crimes involving cannabis.
Especially if you're a nice-looking lady who, I mean, the jury found Rich Paul guilty, and he was just selling the cannabis. So if you're growing it and you're this nice hippie lady, then you might be able to have more success in front of a jury. And so her husband was with her, also kind of had that, you know, long bearded kind of hippie guy look. And
well, NJ Weedman, who he basically used jury nullification.
He did,
and he won.
Yeah, and it certainly can work, and that's why I wanted to share it with her. So I just gonna say, I thought of Tally TV's reporting on that, and of course now you're reporting at spiritofarcadia.org.
Yeah.
So let's go back to the phones here. We do have Chris Cantwell on the line from New York on Skype. And Chris, you were kind of making some sort of point there a moment ago, and we had to go to the news break. So go ahead with your thoughts.
And then I think that you asked me as we were going to break if people should take me seriously. And I want to let you know, I think a lot of other people take me a lot more seriously than I take myself. If you look at the headline of my website, just check out the third word, okay? I refer to myself as anarchist, atheist, a-hole.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm doing infotainment here. So if the reader, viewer, listener is sort of not sure where reality ends and entertainment begins and they're inclined to tune back in, then I'm doing my job. But I sort of draw these, you know, extreme examples to provoke thought. And what I said from the beginning here is the reason that I wrote the Conquer Bearcat article that started all this controversy is that I wanted to provoke a conversation, and it looks like I've done a pretty good job of that, at least.
Do you think that you've also harmed the Free State Project in the process?
No, I don't, because I think the Free State Project harms itself when it tells its aggressor that it will never fight back.
When did the Free State Project say that?
When they say that we are peaceful in the face of all violence against ourselves. I mean, if I'm saying that defensive force against government agents is a good thing and they're saying that it's not, then necessarily they're saying that they won't fight back.
No, I think the Free State Project, and we're talking about the seven board members, they were specific what they objected to, which was the line, I'll paraphrase a little bit, that says that it's okay to kill government agents, right?
Yes, that's what I was referring to as well.
Yeah, I mean, so I think they can certainly disagree with that, but still support defensive force. I think there's a lot.
Well, no, you can't, because defensive, you know, if the government agents are aggressing against you and you don't support using force against them, then you're necessarily opposing defensive force.
Yeah, but you were a little bit more broad by saying the answer is this, and I think a lot of people in the Free State Project disagree with that, thankfully.
Well, a lot of people think that the answer is something else. In fact, there was a you posted on your blog today, Chris Cantwell, that and ChristopherCampbell.com is where I saw this, the Larkin Rose video, because apparently Larkin Rose has responded. He's somebody that we were talking about the other night on Free Talk Live and talked earlier tonight about him as someone who shares a lot of your viewpoint. I wouldn't say you're necessarily 100% identical, but, you know, you guys do have a lot of crossover on this idea of using violence against the state. And, of course, I put in a suggestion that the Free State Project investigate him, because if they want to be consistent, and I think consistency is important, if they want to be consistent in their application of this, you know, we don't want people who advocate violence rule, then they should really look at kicking out Larkin Rose, because he makes similar advocacies. And on his video today, he basically said, yeah, you know, go ahead and kick me out. And I think that one of the points that he made that is completely wrong and that you understand, but Larkin Rose doesn't apparently get, is that Larkin Rose said that you are, if you support being peaceful in the face of violence, as I do, you know, against the state, if you support being peaceful in the face of the violence of the state, then you are either an idiot or you are either, let's see, what was it? You're an idiot,
a coward,
or you're a coward. And I pointed out that even you, Chris, would agree that there is a third road, that you can be courageous and remain peaceful at once. And I know you were talking about that with Derek J. Freeman on his show, Peace News Now. So you would acknowledge that it's not that false choice of you either do nothing and be a coward or you fight back. There is that third road, right?
I absolutely acknowledge that third road. Ian, I have a great deal of respect for you. I know that you're not a coward. You've put yourself in harm's way more than once, and I know the same thing about Jason, that, you know, you guys are not doing this you're not following your path out of fear. You have a principled belief in something, and that's perfectly okay. I don't think that you're idiots or cowards. What we think is going to eventually come about is you know, it's a philosophical debate for the most part, but I don't
think and I'm a person who's willing to have that discussion. You know that, and that's why I said, you know, you're still welcome to come to Keenvention as far as I'm concerned, because I think it is important to talk about ideas. But I also think the Free State Project has, you know, the ability to make decisions about who their membership is for better or for worse, and that is another point that can be argued at another time. And Chris, appreciate your call tonight. Thanks for making
it. Thanks, Rick.
More coming up. This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. Share your thoughts.
Free Talk Live reaches a lot of people, like as many people that might be listening on 125 radio stations and 2 XM channels and a darn big podcast, that many people. If you've got a business or a website that could benefit from international, largely U.S. exposure, if so, Free Talk Live is having a sale on advertising. With rates as low as $15 an ad, I have several packages from which to choose. You can send me an email if you want to see the packages. It's mark@freetalklive.com. That's mark@freetalklive.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, take control, toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share We've got news updates. You follow us via email, you'll get the most important updates about the show. If you follow us on Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, or one or the other, or all three, whatever is your preference, you'll get updates during the show. So I just posted a link to the Larkin Rose video where he is responding to some of this controversy over the idea of defensive violence and is it right to defend oneself with violence against state agents and these sorts of questions. So you can see that for yourself. I posted that to our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. And you can follow us in any way you like. You can go to news.freetalklive.com to link to the email list, to link to all those social networking pages for Free Talk Live. So again, that's news.freetalklive.com. Now, we've been talking about force field energy on Free Talk Live as an investment opportunity. And of course, you need to keep in mind that investments involve risk. You could lose, but you could also win. I mean, it is an investment, so anything can happen. But when you're making an investment, you want to do some research. You just don't want to roll the dice and randomly invest in some company. You want to look at the company. You want to look at the product. The product, I think, is pretty exciting. It's LED lighting, which, of course, is huge. I mean, it's going to become even more huge, in my opinion. I think it's the best way to light rooms, and people are always going to want light. So it's going to be a long-term business to be in the lighting business. And in this case, Force Field Energy does other interesting things like organic Rankine cycle conversion. You can learn more about that on your own time. I don't want to explain it to you. But I do want to tell you about the management team. David Naden is the CEO there, and he is a pro. This guy knows how to manage growth. He was in charge of publicly traded companies like Pharmanet. 3 years he stayed at Pharmanet, and during his tutelage, the stock price went from $9 to $63. Their revenues went from $30 million to $400 million, and the organization went from 200 to 2,500 employees. So that's some pretty serious growth. This guy definitely knows how to handle a business. I'm pretty confident that that Force Field Energy is a good investment. And you can invest on your own by going and buying FNRG on the OTCQB exchange through your broker. That's stock symbol FNRG for Force Field Energy. And if you're looking to make a significant investment and want to get a discount on the stock, you can get it for $4 by doing a private placement. Get in touch with them directly at forcefieldenergy.com, and you can use the contact us link there. That's forcefieldenergy.com. And again, investments involve risk. So we've been talking about violence here tonight, and the we includes me, Ian,
Tally,
and Allie.
Talking about the idea of violence in defense against state agents, and there are a lot of people in the liberty movement that believe in this. And, of course, I think that the reason why that's the case is because they're angry. And I think we touched on this earlier. I know, because I've been there. I've been the angry guy. I've been the guy who, is armed up and has, got the bulletproof vests and gotten the guns and all of those things and, fantasized about violent scenarios involving, what I might do should the state come after me, etc.
Not that gun enthusiasts are necessarily of this mindset. I know gun enthusiasts who have no intention of ever planning to use them against any kind of state agent at all.
I don't know any gun people like that. I think a lot of them are of this mindset.
I think that might be a misconception.
They might couch it in the terms like, I only want to use this against private criminals, but I haven't met many of those people.
I don't know. I mean, like, I lived in the woods, and I thought a gun might be handy for bears or things like
sure.
hunting.
I agree. I mean, I lived in Florida and went camping, and I brought a gun along with me because there's alligators down there. And
Well, you know yourself better than I know you, Ian, but I've been listening to Free Talk Live for a few years now, and I never heard you say anything like that. And
were
I know
you listening
people...
in 2005?
No, but I know someone who knew you in 2005, and they don't remember you being that way. Like, I don't think that you were, if you did have these feelings, I don't think you were being super public and
I said on the air I thought that people who were running marijuana distribution clinics in California should shoot and kill DEA agents who are raiding the place.
They should do it. Mm-hmm. Wow.
I said that on the air. I mean, I take that back now because I don't believe in violence as a solution. I've completely changed my viewpoint in the last, probably it was around 2007 when I really kind of came to that epiphany and started moving in the direction of peace. But I can understand why the people feel the way they do who are angry, because they're angry. They're scared. They're angry. And when you're scared and you're angry and you feel like you're alone, because most liberty-minded people feel kind of alone, right? Like, that's one of the reasons why we moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, was because, you know, at least this is my story. I don't want to put words in your guys' mouth, but where I come from, there weren't that many liberty-oriented people, and of those who were liberty-oriented, there weren't that many of them who were willing to do anything to achieve more freedom in our lifetime, so I felt pretty alone down there. I didn't feel like any of those people were going to help me out if, you know...
Well, that's part of my concern, I have to admit, that... I don't like the idea. I've heard people, and Chris Cantwell is just on, like, for instance, we're talking about how he's spoken at Porkfest. Larkin Rose has spoken at Porkfest.
Larkin Rose has spoken. Chris Cantwell has only participated
right.
in the open event, like
sure.
an open mic event.
Right. He wasn't invited or paid to speak, as far as
right.
I know. But I
Larkin Rose was.
I've heard, like, comments made by people who are into this idea of, like, let's use violence against the police, conflating that with the goals of the Free State Project, as if that's what the Free State Project is about. We're getting lots of libertarians up here so that we can stand a
so
chance
in
some kind of violent fight against the police. And if you think that is going to be effective, I don't care if you have 20,000 libertarians. You're going up against the feds. They have all the guns, all the resources. They will completely wipe us out. I am not interested in anything like that.
I think it's so much more satisfying and fulfilling to, you know, be somebody who acts peacefully and promotes that as opposed to violent revolution. I mean, we can be creative. There's all kinds of... And also... ignore the state, you know, do peaceful solutions, build communities and alternatives. Violence just doesn't appeal to me at all.
No, I totally agree, but I didn't come to that conclusion until I was around peaceful people. And I couldn't have been around those people in Florida. They just didn't exist. I mean, they might have existed, but they weren't in the liberty movement, so I didn't know any of them. And it wasn't until I came to New Hampshire and was around people like Russell Canning, Kat Canning, and, you know, these early movers who, like Lauren Canario, who are dedicated to peaceful resistance against the state, for nonviolent resistance against the state. And it was their examples that they set that really inspired me. I mean, to watch Russell Canning get arrested with a smile on his face, to always be smiling. I mean, the guy doesn't stop smiling. I mean, it doesn't matter what horrible things the police are doing to him. You're arresting his wife for chalking. You know, Russell Canning is likely to be cracking jokes with him and, you know, be at least friendly to them even while they're doing horrible things.
So
before that really helped me.
Before you were influenced by these people, did you, and you describe yourself as an angry person and that you were, like, susceptible to the idea of maybe, like, it will come time to shoot a cop. Did you have any interactions with police in which you would have felt like at the time it would have been right to shoot the police, but you didn't? I mean, I assume you haven't shot any cops in
no,
the time, because you wouldn't be here if you
no,
had.
Thankfully, the only interactions with the police I had prior to coming to New Hampshire was a speeding ticket, and once I got pulled over coming out of a neighborhood for speeding.
So how did you handle that, and why?
De-escalated the situation as much as I could.
Why did you do that? Why didn't you defend yourself, Ian?
Well, because most of the people who are angry are also cowards as well. I didn't want to get hurt.
Because you're a coward or you're self-interested?
Well, you know, both. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control here. There's more coming up. In that case, I was cowardly. This is Free Talk Live. Now I'm not.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 27th, 2013. Gold open this morning at $14.1890. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $14.6971, $734.85 for a half ounce, or $367.43 for a quarter ounce. That's $14.6971, $734.85, and $367.43.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, take control here, toll free, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you. We've got listening options, live streams, we've got broadband, mid-band, narrow-band versions of the show. You may tune into those anytime you like, 24-7. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is airing on our streams. We also have radio stations, over 125 stations, coast-to-coast, AM and FM, that air the show at various different times throughout the week. We've also got satellite listening options, including XM, as well as our free-to-air channel. Now, if you live anywhere in North and Central America, you can probably receive our free-to-air channel thanks to Bitcoin. All you need is a view of the southern sky and some cheap equipment. I mean, you can get your free-to-air setup done for like a couple $100, maybe $300 max. And then you get to listen forever for free. As long as the equipment lasts, you pay no dollars per month to listen from free to air. So you can learn more about those listening options, plus our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance, by going to listen.freetalklive.com. Again, that's listen.freetalklive.com. There's been controversy continuing surrounding certain advocates of violence like Larkin Rose, people who advocate publicly and openly this idea of using the violence in defense against state aggression. And as you were touching on before, Allie, most of the people who advocate these things, some of them will advocate it like at some point in the future, it has to happen. Like in Chris Cantwell's article, that's basically what he said. In Larkin Rose's article, When to Shoot a Cop, Larkin is basically saying it should happen today.
Right.
Larkin Rose's position is that if someone has a badge, I'm paraphrasing his article here, but if you want to see it for yourself, you can just Google When to Shoot a Cop, Larkin Rose. And it's the second to final paragraph where he answers his own question, and he basically says anytime someone with a badge is aggressing against somebody, that it's okay to shoot them. And I completely disagree with that, but one of the points you were making was that for all the people that say these things, they're not actually doing them.
They're not actually doing it, and
thank goodness.
And it would be silly to be like, well, at some future day, it might be appropriate, because obviously the state is using aggression on a daily basis to maintain the status that it has in our lives currently, correct? I mean, mm-hmm. like, there's no shortage of aggression. It's
That's
not
right.
When is the state going to aggress? They are. Of course, to individuals, you may, I've only been pulled over once since I've been in New Hampshire. I don't have a lot of interactions with the police, but I know that people do all the time. And Larkin Rose calling people cowards for being peaceful during these interactions in which they're being aggressed against by the state. Has he never had a police interaction in which he's, like, obviously he's been peaceful every time because he's still around to talk to us.
He's still there, yeah.
So, I guess, is he calling himself a coward? Like, I don't think he should do it. I think his rational self-interest, like another call was referencing, tells him, no, the thing to do right now is to remain calm and de-escalate.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that is a rational voice, and I think that going against that, and it's kind of irresponsible to tell people they should resist that they should.
Right. Well, you want somebody else, in this case, the advocates of violence, want someone else to engage in this violence. They want someone else to take the risk. They want someone else to do the dirty work. And I'm glad no one does. I mean, virtually no one does. Thank goodness.
Well, I know
that
when
I'm paying that much attention.
When I see the police videos of the police beating up on someone, that gets me all pumped up. Like
yeah.
all. Like, I am emotional afterwards.
They're rightfully angry.
I think being a little, whispering in someone's ear, it's okay. They're aggressors. You'd be defending someone else.
Yes, if it's bad.
I don't think that's going to end well for anyone.
So I had my response here, and then James Davis on Facebook responded even more effectively, I think, than I did. But I posted my response on the Free State Project Facebook group to Larkin's video where he addresses these allegations, and he talks about his viewpoint and why he thinks it's either idiocy or cowardice to support peace in the face of the violence of the state agents. And I pointed out that, you know, I like Larkin. I mean, I've had him on the show. He was very good on the air with us on Free Talk Live. I think he's smart. I think he's a good communicator. But he's also angry. And I say that he's accurate in his assessment of how boards tend towards cowardice. I think he was right on some of his critiques of the Free State Project board. But he's very wrong in that opposition to violence, in his suggestion that opposition to violence is either cowardice or idiocy. Even Cantwell knows and admits that people like Derek J. Freeman are not cowards, but nor are they violent. You know, somebody like Derek J. has stood in the face of the violent police and has taken pepper spray from that violent police and has remained peaceful throughout.
And to me, that's heroic, right?
Right, that's true courage.
Because if you give in to the hate and all that, well, you're turning yourself into the state. But if you can remain peaceful, well,
yeah.
that's just awesome.
It's
great
like
point.
The state is trolling us to be violent. That's what they would
yes,
love us to do.
They know how to respond to it.
James responds to this. He says, Ian, I think that's the critical point. Those who prepare for violence think that the only outcome of peacefully non-complying is imprisonment or death, totally ignoring all of those throughout history who peacefully non-complied, even when the state came knocking, and ultimately won over public opinion. It's probably less courageous to try to temporarily avoid state violence by using violence than it is to allow those willing to use violence to make an example out of themselves. This discussion is actually making me feel empathy toward the pro-violence types. I think their biggest fear is that the peaceful non-compliers are ready to just give up if the state comes calling. They don't realize that withstanding the violence without using violence is a totally different way to fight back. In the future, they predict this, you know, violent hell with, you know, rolling in
They're
tanks
coming
or
for
whatever.
Us.
Yeah.
yeah.
The peaceful non-compliers, to them, are totally useless to the movement, and that's probably pretty scary for them. And I think that James really sums it up. And again, that makes sense because the people coming from the perspective of you got to use violence are coming from a perspective of fear. If they weren't afraid, they probably wouldn't be thinking in the way that they do. If they weren't angry, they wouldn't be thinking in that way. And Tank Man, to go back to our conversation earlier, is a perfect example of peaceful non-cooperation. That guy, you know, for whatever short period of time, made a one of the most powerful statements that he could have made. And had Tank Man pulled a bomb from the grocery bag that he was carrying and set it off, you know, it blew himself up,
no
would
one
he
would
be
share
remembered?
Mm-hmm. No one would share that on Facebook.
No, I mean, how many times has that happened? There's been plenty of people that have set off bombs near tanks. I mean, countless men have died, you know, doing things like this.
This whole conversation about violence, it's not a new one, right? It's been with us throughout history.
Yeah.
And which is why I'm so excited about what people are doing here, you know, in the Atlantic Northeast in New Hampshire. You know, we're trying to make it a peaceful setting, and we're trying to lead by example.
And work cooperatively to try to overcome some of these obstacles and even put up our own obstacles for the state. And when they try to aggress against us, you peacefully provide obstacles where that makes it more difficult. That's a positive thing. And if you overcome the obstacles through cooperation the state puts in your way, that's also a good thing. It's really amazing what people in the market can do. And I think that's why I don't have this vision of the future that it's, like, I can see things getting worse in some aspects. Mm-hmm. But I also have a lot of faith in the market to help us out.
Well, right. And you know, I can get metaphysical on this, too. I think that that your vision for the future helps create the future. So, you know, what you expect, you may actually receive in the future. It may be, you know, if you are all constantly thinking about bad things happening, if you're thinking about, you know, them rolling in troops and getting violent and, you know, whatever that would result in, that maybe you're creating that. Maybe you're sort of pre-paving the way into a universe where that's going to happen for you.
Well, there's so many things you could be experiencing. You know, two people who are relatively close to one another can be experiencing different things, even though they're
right
in the same environment.
Exactly. So 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Jonathan's in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jonathan.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Hey, this is, I'm a first-time caller, first-time listener as well. I've already been listening to your show for about like a week already. I'm really hooked on it, man. That's really great.
Well, great. I'm glad you're here. Stand by. I want to give you full time to get your thoughts on the air. So hang on. We'll bring it back. 855. Yep. That's good. 855-450-FREE. Tell your friends. 855. Your first one's free. Actually, it's all free at freetalklive.com. So just download as much as you like and listen to your heart's content. 855-450-FREE gets you on in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up.
Business owners, listen up. Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's that spell?
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870 888-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. You know, it's better to avoid the state if you can, right? Like, resisting the state, you could make the argument that what you resist persists. I don't like the terminology resistance. I just want to forgive the state. I just want them to stop hurting people. Really, that's what motivates me. But avoiding them is a good thing if you can. You know, you don't want to pay their taxes. You don't want to jump through their hoops. So if you can avoid them and cut them out of your life in as many ways as possible, I mean, that's usually worthwhile, and Bitcoin makes that possible when it comes to your money, because right now, if you're using the state's money, those greenbacks that you might have in your wallet, to some extent, you're empowering the state by doing that, because if they want to, they can just print out more of that those dollars, and then they can aggregate more money to the military-industrial complex and their other corporate buddies, and then it's essentially a hidden tax against you because, well, you're using their money and they print more of it out. The money that you have becomes worth less.
Especially if you're saving it.
Sure. And so you can avoid some of this by transferring your wealth to bitcoins. I wouldn't say go all in. I think it's a bad idea to have all your eggs in one basket. But if you've got some of your money in bitcoins, maybe some in silver or gold, and then keep a little bit in cash, then that might be a good idea. Now, if you want to start up in the world of bitcoins, you need to have a wallet, and blockchain.info can help you with that. You go to blockchain.info, and you can get your free Bitcoin wallet. Get it on their website, then install the Android or iPhone app on your favorite smartphone device, and you'll have access to your blockchain wallet right there on your phone. It makes it easy to send and receive Bitcoin. You were in here the other day, Jason, with Mark. I don't know. I think he was paying you for cutting some trees down or something like that.
Today I bought 3 tacos and a domain name using Bitcoin's blockchain.info.
Wow.
Pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. Using their app on your phone.
Yes.
So blockchain.info, go get your free Bitcoin wallet. If you want to learn more about Bitcoin, it's a decentralized currency. It's really exciting. This is the future of money. It takes cuts the banks out of the picture, cuts the governments out of the picture, and puts you directly with the ability to send money online to anybody in the world that also has a Bitcoin wallet. So it's easy. It's free.
And it's so incredibly powerful and amazing. The government can't touch this stuff. They can't shut it down. It's decentralized. So if you want to learn more, go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. There's a link there to We Use Coins. You can also throw something in the Bitcoin tip jar, which is now easier than ever thanks to Bitcoin chip-in, which we've got one of those Bitcoin chip-ins right up on the page at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. So this is a great way for you to get your money out of the hands of the state. And if they don't control the money anymore, boy, that really, really strikes at the heart of their power. Let's go back to Jonathan. He's a brand new listener to Free Talk Live, has been listening throughout the week this week, and he's got some thoughts or questions that he wants to throw out. So go ahead, Jonathan. You're on from Texas.
Oh, hello. What's up, man? I've recently been getting into this whole libertarian stuff that I didn't even know existed about 2 months ago. You know, before all this, I was just blissfully ignorant of everything that's been going on in my country, man. And I've been on YouTube. I stayed up on YouTube till like 3 a.m. looking at all these videos of unscrupulous police, and it really just got me fired up. And since I'm just a 17-year-old high school student, I heard your broadcast about 3 days ago about the whole public schooling system. What do you think I should do? Because I want to make a career out of defending people's civil rights. I don't want cops to be doing all the stuff they're doing right now. You know what I mean?
Boy, I don't know how you make a career out of defending people's rights. It's usually a labor of love.
Private security.
Yeah, that's true. You know, there's a limited amount of private security. You could, you know, go and be a mall cop or something like that.
Like executive protection. There's probably money in that.
24/7. Yeah, I guess you could go into private security. And also, it'd be nice if we had somebody creating an alternative to the police that the average person could afford. But, you know, these are big ideas for the future.
Some people go on to be lawyers to defend people in victimless crime cases.
Or a crime reporter, too.
Good suggestions all. Now, how did you find the Liberty Movement? I mean, was it just the YouTube videos, or what was it that was kind of your doorway?
Well, it all started with how to handle a police traffic stop. It all started with that. It went on to, I was looking at videos by Barry Cooper on how to handle police. And from
Barry
then on,
Cooper.
I started getting into the more related videos of unscrupulous police and how to handle them. And it just suddenly clicked, and I was like, what the hell is going on in my country? What am I doing? Why am I going to go around and start paying my taxes? Why am I going to pay my tax dollars for a school that doesn't teach you anything, and then go around paying taxes to cops just to go and freaking beat you up everywhere, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel. So what are some resources, guys, that you might point Jonathan or anybody else who's new to the ideas of liberty to?
That's a good question. There's just so much out there.
There is so much. So give me a favorite. Do you have a favorite?
I have not read as much Rothbard as I'd like to, but every time I read Rothbard, I'm like, wow, that guy just really understands what he's talking about. That's how I feel about him.
I like Dr. Mary Ruart's Healing Our World, and you can actually get it for free if you go to books.freetalklive.com or books.freekeen.com. You can get a downloadable PDF version or an ebook version. You can get an audiobook version of this book, and I think it's an excellent book that really is a good introduction and easy to read introduction that, unlike Rothbard, is more recent, you know, in our time, I guess. And so there's some great books if you like to read, if you prefer to listen, they're available in audiobook form as well. And also The Market for Liberty is another good one. It's a little more, I think, advanced than Dr. Ruart's book. But Healing Our World, a fine, fine book. And, of course, there's just unlimited amounts of videos out there as well.
When I was becoming more enlightened on some of these topics and issues, what I would do is, you know, you have the internet at your disposal, so it's really nice that you can look anything up. But there's all kinds of opinions out there, and sometimes you can't find an opinion that really addresses what you're talking about. So I would do site searches of Mises.org, because they just have so many. I'm really into the Austrian economics aspect of libertarianism, which has a lot to do with, like, economics and things like that. And you're probably taught economics in school that's, like, really boring, and you want to fall asleep in class, and you probably hate your teacher. But Trust me, economics is not boring. Economics is super interesting, and it explains. There's a psychological aspect to it, which there's lots of information. I would go to Mises.org. That's where I would go to answer a question that I had, and I wasn't sure what the what the different solutions would be.
But doesn't the state want the economics classes to be boring? That way people don't care about that stuff?
Well, they teach Keynesian economics, and that's something that I had to learn how to differentiate, which is looking at economics as something to be the economy, something to be manipulated, versus the economy as like an organic thing, like an ecosystem.
Public schools will teach you how indispensable they are. I just wanted to say three of my favorite thinkers and writers are like Bastiat, Thoreau, and Spooner. So I'd recommend their work.
Yeah, so all good suggestions. And Jonathan, here's what else I would suggest is that once you've kind of, I guess, boned up on the ideas of liberty, that you check out the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. It is an idea of moving people who think like we do, who want more freedom, and who are willing to do something about it, all to the same place. We've had people move up here from Texas. I moved from Florida. Jason, you still live in Florida as well. Allie, Alabama.
I'm from Alabama.
So people have been moving from all over the place to come here and get active so we can actually have a chance at more freedom and achieving it peacefully without using violent means, because I don't believe you can achieve peace through violence. Jonathan, anything else you want to share tonight?
Honestly, I do. I've heard about the whole Free State Project, but I'm only 17. There's only so much I can do as a high school student. I can't exactly move over there because I got a family here, and they're not exactly ready to move anywhere.
Well, but, you have a family. You like a mom and a dad?
It's a mom and my baby sister.
Oh, okay. Because when I was 17, I joined the Air Force and I moved to England and Japan.
Wow.
That's not exactly something you would do again, though, right?
Well, no, but the experience of moving away from home was pretty good for me.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, you're not going to be 17 forever. At some point, you're probably going to want to get out of the house and do your own thing, in which case maybe the Free State Project will be an option for you if you are interested in getting active. And, Jonathan, I appreciate your time and the call tonight. Thanks for making it.
I wasn't suggesting that anybody join the Air Force.
Right.
I just want to make that clear. Like, if I was 17 and I could do it all over again, I would join. I would go to New Hampshire.
Yeah, no doubt. And what a great opportunity, too. Like, you know, people who are in their 40s or 50s and they hear about the Free State Project, a lot of times they've got a house, they've got an extended family, they've got a lot of ties.
Really tied down.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, Allie, you kind of moved here, not immediately after high school, but not too
Pretty
long
much.
After.
I knew in high school that I wanted to come to the Free State Project, and as soon as I graduated, I was like, okay, I got to work a lot so I can have enough
money. Save some money up. Smart.
Right. And then, so I made the move when I felt comfortable, and it's been a good influence on my life.
How many years now? 2 years?
2 years.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
I'm at seven.
You're
and
seven?
It's been great.
About four for me.
Wow.
All right. So so we're done for tonight. We didn't get to talk about secession. There was some news, which I was excited to hear. Maybe next week, or you look it up on your own. Apparently, a California county is looking to secede
right,
from
Northern
California.
County, state of Jefferson.
So that's pretty cool. And we'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. I want to introduce you to a new, groundbreaking method of emergency protection. It's called Peacekeeper. Are you fed up with the so-called state protection services? Then Peacekeeper is for you. The Peacekeeper app empowers neighbors to send and respond to emergency alerts. Help Peacekeeper help you by going to peacekeeper.org. Watch the video and learn how you can become a force for good in your neighborhoods. Peacekeeper.org.
When a zombie plague brings civilization to its knees, one family takes to the Atlantic to escape the chaos and avoid infection. What they find is a sea of tears and a few good Marines. But can they band together to build a refuge of hope, or will they continue to live under a graveyard sky? Under a Graveyard Sky from New York Times bestselling author John Ringo. On sale September 3rd, wherever books are sold.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.